Freeze apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scientists at the National Center for Disease Control released the results of our study.
Is the deadly disease AIDS now a health threat to the general population?
Robert Scott Bell.
What is the difference between HIV and AIDS?
I don't know exactly.
HIV is wow. I don't know the difference.
HIV is less deadly.
Robert Scott
Bell. We need to find something that will scare the American people so they won't give us more money.
An additional $30 billion.
At least $50 billion.
We're investing $30 million in new money.
There were memos around the CDC because we need to find a new place.
It's ludicrous that you can be positive in one country and not positive in another.
What happens if you're positive on one criteria but negative on another manufacturer's criteria? How do you decide who's infected and who's not?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Once again, preempting World AIDS Day on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, live this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio, where we are shaking up the world AIDS religion today, rightfully so, for the cause of life, for the culture of life, a genuine culture of life, not a culture of death, a sadistic culture of pharmaceuticalization of everybody on earth who has immune deficiency. No, not due to a retrovirus, a phantom retrovirus caught in the act of doing nothing, but due to nutritional deficiency. Toxin and pharmaceutical and illicit drug proficiencies. But none of those things fit into the global pharmaceutical paradigm of making all life on planet Earth devoid of nutrients, but completely overwhelmed by synthetic substances approved by government agencies worldwide, whether it be the FDA, the Federal Death Administration here in the United States, or whether it be the World Health Organization. How they have health in their name, sometimes I wonder. But of course, it's so Orwellian when health becomes death in our culture around the world. Why? Why, Robert? Why would you take on this subject of AIDS when so few people around the world, relatively speaking, are truly impacted and affected by it? Well, if you heard in the opening segment, credits that were designed specific for preempting World AIDS Treatment Day today, you'll understand that there are hundreds of millions to billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer funds stolen from them at the point of a gun to prop up a global pharmaceutical paradigm. And we are doing this while we can. We are letting you know about this. I am letting you know about this, as I have for over 10 years on the air, about the scam that is the HIV worshipping religion of AIDS. So those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, this show will shock you today. You might want to turn it off if you are faint of heart. If you can't handle hearing the facts and the truth about what immune deficiency is on planet Earth and what it is not. And we are going to cover this like nowhere else in the media with some of my dearest friends from around the world here. One of them will be joining me shortly, Liam Sheff, who's an investigative journalist who's been covering this for years, in fact. And we'll connect you to his website, many things that he has done. He'll be helping me along the way the next couple of hours. I'll let you know, we will have Clark Baker on. We broke his story years ago as well on Gallo's Egg. Robert Gallo, the criminal that I would call him, my opinion, admitting or claiming that they had found with Margaret Heckler in that infamous 1984 press conference that they had found the probable cause of the AIDS, as they called it. Then it started as a gay-related immune deficiency or GRID, and then it evolved. And they said it was HIV, which was HTLV. Before that, it was LAV. I mean, they've given it so many names. And then we had in the last couple of years here a brilliant young filmmaker, Brent Leung, covered this so well in House of Numbers. If you have not seen the video, it's available online as well. Any which way you got it, you can get it, House of Numbers. And we got some clips from House of Numbers that will shock you as to the conflicted science, the lack of science, the schizophrenic science happening out there in the realm of HIV and AIDS.
is HIV/AIDS? Is it not? What is it? What isn't it? We're going to go through some of the basics because I don't want to assume all of you have been with me since the beginning that I've been covering this topic. And we're doing it at a very perilous time. Very perilous time. Just in the last couple of days, the Department of Homeland Security, yes, they've been groping and feeling and X-raying Americans just simply because they are guilty of traveling on airplanes. But Homeland Security is now seizing domain names without due process. That's right, seizing them without due process of law. Violating the fundamental context or concept that you must need warrants. The Fourth Amendment is violated right, left, and center under the Department of Homeland Security, which is Homeland Insecurity, which is the Nazification of the United States government. And Homeland Security is starting to crack down on domains that they claim are violating copyright. But in the name of violating copyright, does it give them the right to basically seize you, take away your liberty without due process? And in the case of those who are questioning the science, the very foundation of the so-called acquired immune deficiency syndrome known as AIDS, those who simply question not the existence of immune deficiency, no, not the existence of immune deficiency, but simply question its cause, are being labeled as heretics, as deniers, as if it's denying the Holocaust. But the Holocaust is the pharmaceuticalization of all life on planet Earth. That is the true Holocaust. Last week we covered Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation and Gates' belief that if they could just vaccinate everybody, every kid on planet Earth, especially in Africa, we could reduce the world's population. Excuse me? I thought vaccinations are supposed to protect life and save life. And yet Bill Gates says if we can just get everybody that we could reduce global population. How does that work? Until you understand that vaccines are an out-and-out assault on the developing immune system and many metabolic functions and systems of the child, of a baby. Violating so many layers of natural immunity, conferred immunity, or immunity that is developing via injecting foreign RNA, foreign DNA, heavy metals such as mercury, aluminum, embalming fluid known as formaldehyde. You've got antifreeze in there. We've got aluminum, polysorbate 80. Let's throw in some, what other kind of thing? Squalene, yes, MF59, which we've covered over the years of causing hyperimmune responses, Guillain-Barré, paralysis. And we tie in the vaccination attempts and attacks on little children, little girls who they say will one day die of cervical cancer because they've come into contact with the human papillomavirus, the HPV, which is not the cause of cervical cancer. If it takes polymerase chain reaction, PCR tests, if it takes taking a fragment of genetic material and amplifying it thousands and thousands and thousands of times just to say it's there, it tells you it isn't really there, or if it even is there, it's in there in such a small quantity it can't be detected. So how can it cause cancer? These are the questions not asked by the so-called mainstream establishment scientists who are condemning immune-deficient people of planet Earth, gay, straight, female, male, black, white. It doesn't matter. If you remain in ignorance of this pharmaceutical paradigm and the death induction that it brings to planet Earth, you may very well likely be a victim of that. Which is why also we hope to hear from David Steele, attorney David Steele, along with Clark Baker later this hour, to talk about the, there's a movement on, it's called the HIV Innocence Project. Do you realize, we're going to cover some of these things with Liam, that the tests for HIV do not detect HIV? Huh? What? Did Robert Scott Bell said HIV tests don't detect HIV? Cannot confirm the presence or absence of HIV, nor confirm the diagnosis or non-diagnosis of AIDS? You darn straight I said it. And we're going to hear it straight from the mouths of those that are so-called in the scientific realm. How the differing criteria from test to test changes from country to country, changes from within the same companies. That is why we are devoting the 2 hours today to preempting World AIDS Treatment Day, as Professor Peter Duesberg said some years ago. We'll also be hearing from Joan Shenton, a wonderful British woman who's been covering this for very many years. We'll talk about the wiping out of a generation of men due to pharmaceutical AZT and how many of the drugs that they're promoting now, the next breakthrough, the latest breakthrough coming through, are all just rehashing the same thing, modifying the way that they're doing it. But it is still the intoxication of people that do not need any more intoxicants. But the AIDS mainstream, nope, trotting out their sales force. If you'd like to know where we're going today, go to robertscottbell.com. It's that simple. robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. You may one day be forced to take an HIV test, even if you have no known risk factors, if you just had a fever, if you just had an infection, if your kid just got a vaccination, they may likely test positive on an HIV test. What does that mean? Forced drugging of your children? Did your child just have the flu and then they got an HIV test? Ooh, we just mandated that under Obamacare. And now what? Will they force your child on toxic chemotherapeutic agents for which there is no known deficiency on planet Earth? Will that happen? This is the kind of crazy stuff that you have to hear because it does impact your life. You think HIV and AIDS doesn't impact your life? Yes, they're stealing from you and they might incriminate you if you're not careful. Let's first go to our clip from House of Numbers. Brent Leong is asking Luc Montagnier, the man who so-called discovered the HIV before it was even called that, and asking him about if a good immune system can get rid of it. Let's go to clip one.
If you have a good immune system, then your body can naturally get rid of HIV.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. If you take a poor African who's been infected and you build up their immune system, is it possible for them to also naturally get rid of it?
I would think so.
That's an important
It's important knowledge, which is completely neglected. You know, people always think of drugs and vaccine.
But we think of healing in another way. We'll also have Scott Kennedy talking whole food nutrition later to counteract immune deficiency. Chris Barr will join in as well. We've got an all-star cast here on a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. When I come back from this break, by the way, say thanks to my sponsors. Liam Sheff joins me, then Clark Baker and David Steele. Stay with me. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, RobertScottBell.com is the website. Sign up. You will get information while we still can have it and give it out. If Homeland Security doesn't seize your domain for basically revealing information they don't want you to know. This is crazy. This is insane. This is Orwellian. This is what is happening. And this is the insanity of the HIV equals AIDS paradigm as well. And when you want to talk, you heard Luc Montagnier acknowledge the founder, discoverer, so-called, of HIV. And he says, yes, the immune system should be able to clear it. And that we don't need to be looking at drugs and vaccines. We could look a different way. Then Brent Leung in House of Numbers asked molecular biologists from the Koch Institute in Germany, how do you determine a real positive result? I mean, this is astonishing. Are the tests actually doing what they say? And then I'm going to bring Liam up, but let's hear from Brent in clip two.
When you're looking at this Western blot, how do you determine what is a positive?
You need a certain number of bands being present.
Is there different criteria for what might be a positive?
Yeah, there are different criteria from the manufacturer and also, there are guidelines from the WHO and UNAIDS.
Differing criteria depending on who you're listening to. This is not a gold standard test, if there even is one in this regard. And joining me now to preempt World AIDS Day, my dear friend Liam Sheff and liamsheff.com as well as ReduceTheBurden.org. Liam, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, you're scaring the bejesus out of me. This sounds terrible.
Well, you know, the wake-up call has to be, you know, the ringing of the bell, so to speak, the Paul Revere's.
We got to ring it. You know, it could never happen here. It could never happen here. Well, it's happening here.
Yep.
They're seizing domain names. They're making backyard gardens a problem. Can you imagine? Put down that beat, ma'am, or we're going to have to take you in.
Yeah, well, they're already grabbing your junk. What's more, let's dig up your vegetables from your garden. It's a risk for Homeland Security. Why is it that everything that could strengthen immune systems of the people of planet Earth is being suppressed and being criminalized or even terrorized while Big Pharma seemingly runs unabated over the freedoms of the people of the world, much less those here in these United States, a country that was once acknowledged to be founded on individual liberty?
Friends of mine in Europe have been complaining to me for years now that the European Union has been cracking down on their ability to grow certain herbs in their backyard because they might be considered to be able to be used as home treatments and pharmaceuticals. And they said, you know, I said, gosh, that's terrible. They said, it's terrible. It's coming your way.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. Senate Bill 510, which is about to go for a vote tomorrow if you're listening to this live. On November 28th, you will hear about this. You made sure that you get a hold of your senators in your state to tell them to vote no. Senator Hatch has been influential on this. He's been for it. He just retracted. He's going against it. So we've got some momentum. We've got to keep building it here. But listen to one more clip here. We're going to go to clip three in just a moment, Liam, because I want you to comment and let everybody know that the HIV tests are not what people think. Here's Neville Hodgkinson, and he's reporting on this for the Sunday Times about the different criteria of HIV tests in different countries. Go ahead with clip three.
Because of the different criteria that apply in different countries, you can test HIV positive in one country and be given an AIDS diagnosis as a result of that, whereas in another country you won't test HIV positive and you won't be given an AIDS diagnosis.
What? Explain that.
You know, there's so many thousands of quotes. Here's one from the medical college in Pakistan. Plans to test low-risk populations for HIV antibody generally ignore the possibility of false positive results. How many engagements should end to prevent one infection? How many jobs should be lost? How many insurance policies should be canceled or denied? How many fetuses should be aborted? And how many couples should remain childless to avert the birth of one child with AIDS? They're saying, this is the title of their study, High Frequency of False Positives in HIV Tests. This is from the Max Planck Institute AIDS Counseling for Low-Risk Clients, 1998. Counseling people at low risk requires paying special attention to false positives. That is, the possibility that a client has a positive HIV test even though he or she is not infected. If clients are not informed about this fact, they tend to believe that a positive test means they are infected. Emotional pain and lives can be saved if counselors inform the clients about the possibility of false positives. This is the mainstream literature. It never ends. Dave Crow at Alberta Reappraising AIDS Society has compiled thousands and thousands of these from the medical literature. I've done my part too. It never ends. Why? Because these tests stink. They do not test for any single particular thing. They test for synthetic protein antibody responses, proteins that are agreed upon by consensus groups of researchers who've been doing this and getting paid millions and millions of dollars a year to keep passing the ball along. These tests test for everything and nothing. They test for pregnancy. They come up positive for people who have been exposed to cows. Milkmaids test HIV positive for no other reason other than their blonde curls and their proximity to the udder.
Liam, I mentioned kids that just had the flu shot or the flu are likely to test positive as well.
Flu vaccination, recent vaccination is a well known, and you can find that again in the standard medical literature. Flu vaccine causes HIV positivity, New England Journal of Medicine, March 2006. Well, a case control study of 101 blood donors who have been vaccinated against the flu showed that recent inoculations with any brand of vaccine, influenza vaccine, was significantly associated with false positive HIV tests.
Well, let's hear another clip, Liam, from House of Numbers, and we hear two lab technicians working at the same lab. You're going to hear something so stunning. Go ahead and run clip four.
There are specific criteria for interpreting Western blood results. And specifically, if you don't have the three bands, the three major HIV bands, E24, GP41, and GP12160, then it still would not be a positive result.
The one we're using here is where we have at least two of three major bands appearing in here, and at that point we'll call it a positive.
Is it three? Is it two? Is it one? Is it... The HIV tests have exploded. We're revealing that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We're preempting World AIDS Day at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff is my guest. Liam, more and more of this, is it getting out to the mainstream media? Are we, yelling in a vacuum here?
We're shaking the sides of the vacuum container. They've had to change every year, every 12 months, they have to trot out something to convince people to spend more money overseas. Terry Michael was on a show I did last night. We talked about the left-right conjunction and selling AIDS. George Bush, in order to look good for the liberals, gave $50 billion to African nations to do what? To buy condoms for people, to run studies where they put toxic chemicals on people's private parts, to do circumcisions on African men. I mean, this is Darwinian eugenics at its best. This is Malthusian population studies. You know, this is old, old, yucky stuff that the AIDS industry carries on. They keep it hidden. We read the studies that they do not read. And if you have on attorney David Steele later, he's been able to subpoena some of these top-ranking AIDS doctors, and he'll tell you they don't read their own literature. We read it.
Yes.
The critics read it. We read it all the way through. We know what the tests do and what they don't. We know that they're fake, they're synthetic proteins that come up positive for everything. We just got to keep pushing and pushing the message so
yeah.
People can find the material before it's seized by Homeland Security.
Right. Well, Liam Sheff is my guest. We'll be joined by Clark Baker and David Steele. We'll talk about the HIV Innocence Project. Could you be snared in the net of HIVism? Well, we're going to talk about that on the Robert Scott Bell Show and so much more coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Does investigative journalism even exist anymore? It sure does here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, covering subjects that the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media would never touch, and until they're forced to, which they will through embarrassment or otherwise. And this is what we're doing today, preempting World AIDS Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. You want to learn more, go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up at the blog there. Free email alerts and updates. And we've been talking to Liam Sheff. He's going to stick with me for the couple hours as well. We're going to be joined in a moment by Clark Baker. He's doing a lot of great work with the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. Also, you know of him, of Gallows Egg, my longtime listeners. If you don't, I have linked to it as well at robertscottbell.com. And talking about the faulty test, it's not just the faulty test. It's an amazing thing about whether HIV does what they say it does. Is it of HIV? Do they need cofactors? Let's listen to clip five from House of Numbers. All right, we're running that clip up. Sorry, guys.
Just simply being infected with HIV is not going to do it. You need certain cofactors.
Cofactors are not necessary
Dr. Fauci will say HIV causes AIDS without the need for anything else. That's kind of ridiculous.
The data that indicate that any different type of infection like mycoplasma or something like that is a necessary cofactor, I believe those theories have been debunked.
But what does he mean that there are no cofactors? Where's he coming from? There's cofactors for everything.
Everything, that's right. That was Joe Sonnenband, virologist, microbiologist, and Anthony Fauci going back and forth. And Joe says, what do you mean no cofactors? Of course, that's why Clark Baker came in on this with Gallo's Egg, and what he found was shocking, to say the least. And then you developed something called the HIV Innocence Project, born out of your discoveries, Clark. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great show.
Well, I'm pleased to have you on board. If you can, you know, update us on what this Innocence Project is. I mentioned snaring people in these so-called phony tests that claim to detect something that they cannot detect. Even the inserts acknowledge it. Liam Sheff has done so much work in uncovering this as well. What is the Innocence Project?
Well, it's not to be confused at this time with the Barry Scheck Innocence Project with the DNA. And I created the HIV Innocence Project because after I had conducted the initial investigation, Gallo's Egg, that you referred to, I was attacked and criticized by a lot of the PhDs and MDs who receive lots and lots of pharmaceutical funding. That I didn't know what I was talking about, that I'm not a doctor, and therefore there was no way that I could be a credible witness on this. So what I did, I relied on my decades of experience in courtrooms as a police officer and as a private investigator, and I got involved in the defense of individuals who are criminally charged with exposing other people to the HIV virus or the alleged virus. And so many of these people, they face decades in prison based upon the results of a test and having established a relationship with someone. So, for example, our first case was a lady named Anati Torres in Florida, who was a 40-something-year-old woman, low income apparently, who had a number of boyfriends, and she got into a dispute with one who determined that she was HIV positive and hadn't disclosed it to him. He notified law enforcement. There was some front page newspaper and website stories about how this woman had caused this or attempted to spread this terrible disease to these other men, and she was facing 30 years in state prison. The prosecutors were compelled to distribute or return what's called discovery, all of the documentation that they planned to use as evidence against these people.
Stand by, Clark. I want to find out what's going on there, because it's strange that we have to go to the courts to protect people from scientific misconduct, schizophrenia, etc., which is why we'll also hear from Attorney David Steele. Liam Sheff stays with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to my sponsors in support of health, freedom, and liberty. We're coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Definitely choosing to be healthy, and we're actually going to talk about some whole food substances that can reverse immune deficiency and will not kill you, unlike the pharmaceutical chemotherapeutic agents, which we'll cover with Joan Shenton later as well. Right now, continue on with Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as David Steele will join us in a moment. And, of course, the story Clark Baker is telling us. And remember, Clark's Marine. He was in the Los Angeles Police Department. He's been done investigative, just investigations in a way that only those that are trained to do so can see and smoke out those that are lying and telling stories. And, of course, that's what led him to write Gallows Egg and so much of what he's done to help so many people, whether it was through, you got with the Clean Hands Award, you've got honored some years ago with Celia Farber now. Moving on to this now, your investigation revealing the HIV Innocence Project.
Yes, as I was indicating, Inati Torres was our first customer, a client, a criminal defendant. She was facing 30 years in state prison in Florida, and we got the prosecutors to deliver all of their medical and scientific evidence that they planned to use against her. We reviewed those documents, got it back to the defense attorney, who did an excellent job. He used the affidavit as well as a motion to dismiss, told the prosecutors that they didn't have a case, and the prosecutors reduced their initial 15-year offer in state prison to 5 days, or what it amounted to, 5 days of unsupervised probation for disturbing the peace. And so far in the past 13 months, we've forced prosecutors or courts to admit that there was insufficient evidence and to drop all of these charges.
Clark, let me ask, what is it that you're throwing so much of the reality of the shoddy science behind it that they have no evidence to support that there's actually HIV here, that they decide, hey, we can't push forward with this, we don't have enough evidence?
Well, until before OMSJ got involved in this, prosecutors simply used a cleric from either a local clinic or some other agency, a local health department, and the prosecutor would produce the curriculum vitae of the expert, and the expert would pontificate on the stand that the HIV test was infallible and that this person was definitely HIV positive. And defense attorneys only had the CDC and NIH theology to go with, so they couldn't mount a competent defense. This wasn't their fault. It's just that the CDC and the NIH don't really share this information. Most of the information that's out there is marketing. So we forced prosecutors to put their experts on the stand, and then we cross-examined them, and or the attorney who understands the gospel of AIDS, someone like David Steele, cross-examines them, and he basically knows the theology much better than they do.
So, Clark, they're basically forced to admit what when they're cross-examined this way?
Well, they either admit that they didn't know what they were doing or that the drugs that they were treating the patient with compromises immune systems.
Yes.
And they have to admit that they didn't know that the tests don't really detect HIV.
It sounds shockingly similar to a story we covered a few weeks back with Carrie Stokely, and you know this very well. She had been damaged by the so-called HIV/AIDS drugs and was wanting to have surgery to repair some damage inside her colon, and the doctors refused unless she was put on the drugs that had black box warning labels, and the doctors didn't even know there were black box warning labels on the drugs.
Because the doctors rely on the marketing. They don't rely on the evidence that is presented to them.
So what we're saying here, Clark, is that they could throw the net around anybody, even political enemies, because there's so many false positives, as Liam so well said and has written over the years, that anybody could be made to believe that they are so-called HIV positive. They become criminalized, forced onto drugs, and then, of course, they become a criminal should they have any human interaction with another human.
There's as much evidence, and the dynamics are quite similar to the witch hunts. Basically, you're declared a witch. You are required to prove that you're not a witch, and the pharmaceutical industry has done a terrific job lobbying the various laws that make being or having that scarlet letter, that HIV diagnosis, is a criminal act.
Well, I've got links to Clark at omsj.org. Go to robertscottbell.com, click on the blog notes for today. If you don't get any email updates, just sign up. It's absolutely free. We're going to be hearing from David Steele afterwards on some families that were affected and how the courts may be the deciders here regarding the shoddy science, what you can do to protect yourself and your family from these so-called tests that don't detect anything. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
And rewriting the history, as it should have been written, of immune deficiency and the so-called AIDS scenario, talking about the fact that HIV may not, in fact, in our perspective, does not, because the HIV test can't detect the presence or absence of this so-called thing. I would say that because Liam Sheff will chime in on the strange exosomes, these cellular debris that are being spewed out in people that are not in optimal health. But then again, people that seem to be healthy also may have it. Could you be ensnared in HIV-ology or HIV-ism, or as Liam Sheff calls it, scientism? We are preempting World AIDS Day, World AIDS Treatment Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, protecting your wallet as well as your immune system, because the billions of dollars that have been stolen from you to invest in a pharmaceutical construct, which is designed, like Nixon's war on cancer, never to find the cure, only to perpetuate the treatment of the disease by continually modifying what they say can cure it or maybe cure it or just around the corner can cure it, and they just keep replaying the same old chemotherapeutic agents. I mentioned Carrie Stokely and how she was damaged by the drugs. We'll talk more about drug damage in AIDS as well, and non-AIDS, to be truthful, all the way around. And Liam, we're going to bring up David Steele as well, in addition to Clark Baker. But Liam, you know, this is a messed up scenario once you get dig beneath the surface.
Yeah, what Clark's doing is remarkable, wonderful, necessary, amazing. He's saying, look, if you want to ruin these people's lives forever, let's have the trial. I mean, really, let's just bring it before a competent jury or a court. And as he's saying, in his own way, they're running away. They're pleading. They're letting him plead out to wildly diminished charges, so they almost have nothing except a tiny probation. And this is supposed to be a death sentence, but clinically they understand that these tests do not test for any specific thing. David Steele is an attorney in the Bay Area, and he's been dealing with this and researching this and reading about it and talking to these doctors, and I know he's working on a case. I can't give any names or details, but he's working on a case which I think is essentially a wrongful death case. But maybe he wants to talk a little about how HIV tests, what they do to a single family and what they do to you if you're not aware of what they are. If I can just throw it open to you, David.
Go ahead, David.
Oh, sure. Thanks, guys. I'm representing a family where the husband and father died at age 43, most likely from cancer caused by AZT, one of the mainstay drugs used to treat AIDS patients. And there's an issue on whether he was even an AIDS patient, because as you both note, the HIV tests are grossly nonspecific. It probably should be renamed a general antibody test, because that's all it really does. And the problem, as you both note, is that if you have a flu vaccination or herpes or one of 50 or so different conditions, this test will register a positive, and you're told you have a death sentence. And that's just not right. It's a false stigma. It's mentally devastating, and it's probably medically and scientifically inaccurate. But then it gets compounded because, you know, you're scared into taking many of these AIDS drugs. One of which, AZT, I think there's good evidence, is a carcinogen. It's not just toxic in the short run and probably immunosuppressive, but in the long run, if you can survive it, it tends to cause cancer. So I have a trial set for this family in Alameda Superior Court in March of next year. So we'll see whether these theories are correct or not.
Well, we remember also well the story of little Lindsay Nagel, adopted from Romania and tested so-called positive
put her on AZT as an infant and through first 2 years of life was declining. They pulled her off the AZT. She is one of only, well, of the 10 that they confirmed, even though there were more kids up there in the Minnesota area, all of them perished that stayed on the AZT. She's alive and well at 20 years old now.
That's right. That's right. I mean, AZT is merely garden variety cancer chemotherapy. It was invented in 1964, obviously 17 years before AIDS. So it may have a place. I mean, if you have many symptoms like the original AIDS patients and many fungal and bacterial infections, you know, AZT will clear that stuff out. But the problem is giving it to asymptomatic AIDS patients. I mean, that's crazy. That's like giving cancer chemotherapy to people who don't have cancer.
Well, that's the new movement, and I've linked some of these stories now where they're claiming, oh, new treatment, we're piggybacking new drugs on, and they're basically the same old drugs, but now they're saying, let's not wait for anything. The moment we have a positive test, even though we know it's a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test, we've heard the conflicts that have been revealed by the scientists themselves in House of Numbers, we now want to say, let's just give it prophylactically, and then they won't get it. Get what? We don't know.
That's right. It's a pill for every ill, and so, but it's more than that. I mean, you need healthy people to make your sales quotas, and so it'd be really great if you could sell these pills and drugs to all the 300 million healthy Americans and say, hey, this pill will prevent you from getting X, prevent you from getting AIDS. It's a great marketing plan, but it's probably not scientifically based.
Yeah, there's a new movie that just came out, Love and Other Drugs, that actually goes into some of the ways the drug industry creates markets where there were none before. And we've talked to many over the years, even reformed drug pushers from within the pharmaceutical industry that have acknowledged the illicit and illegal activities that they do to buy off governments and government regulators to promote this junk science as science. And then suddenly everybody is snared by this net, which is what is happening with, you know, what you and Clark are doing, you know, through the legal system to counteract, which is the insanity and the schizophrenia within the scientific establishment.
And one of the interesting things, too, is when I deposed several doctors under oath in this case, so you can't, you know, you can't filibuster and you can't make stuff up. And when you even ask just civilized, direct questions, you realize that these AIDS doctors don't really know much even about their own field. I mean, I remember asking, you know, these doctors, do you know who Robert Gallo is? No. Do you know who Peter Duesberg is? No. Have you ever read any work by Peter Duesberg? No. Do you know who Luc Montagnier is? No. And so it, there's kind of this cloister or this kind of cocoon mentality of these AIDS doctors where it's a new generation. They don't really read the literature. They don't read anything that is provocative. They just kind of fall in line, do the tests, give the drugs. Do the tests, give the drugs. Do the tests, give the drugs. And it's kind of this robotic, strange thing. You would expect more from the, you know, smart people who graduated from med school, I think.
Well, and I would expect more from the holistic community as well. I find that many of them are still duped in chasing a phantom retrovirus that can't be detected by the so-called tests. So that's why this show, I believe, is so important of any that I do every year here as we preempt World AIDS Day. David, stay with me. Clark, Liam Sheff's going to stick around. We've got lots more with Joan Shenton, Charles DeShecker, Scott Kennedy, Chris Barr, restoring integrity, health, healing, and freedom all over this globe through the Robert Scott Bell Show, reminding you every week as we do, as we preempt World AIDS Day today, that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.